ready for the games. We bring it to you this morning. And I do apologize for my voice. I've been battling this whatever is going around for the last couple of days, but we're going to try and make it through. You may hear a little bit of a break every once in a while, and I'll try not to cough on you this morning, all right? All right, getting ready for the starting lineup for today's game. First up, for the Forsyth JV, the Panthers, under Coach Bailey, are 5-1 on the year. And before we do that, we're going to go to the National Anthem. So let's take a break. We'll be back in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's football, basketball, and hunting season, so everyone is on the go and always in a hurry. Need a quick, easy meal? How about the Pete's Inn of Thayer? They're open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday, 10:30 to 8, Friday and Saturday, 10:30 to 9, Taco Tuesday, Wacky Wednesday, Family Day Saturday, all-day buffet every day, pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert. They have it all. Dine in, carry out, or delivery. Call for daily specials, 417-264-3800. Order online at PeteSinn.com. It's the Pete's Inn of Thayer.
Hello, this is Heidi Rader. You may know me from the 13 years I spent with Vantage Real Estate. Recently, I began exploring options for our agency's future. We have joined forces with Solomon Cornelius and Kimmy Condor with Monarch Realty. Because seriously, who wouldn't want to work with them? With Monarch, we are creating more opportunities for our clients than ever before. Give us a call at Monarch Realty in West Plains, because how you're treated matters. Let us treat you like royalty.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty. Monarch Realty.
Palace Drug Store is located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem, Arkansas. Palace Drug Store is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome, or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drug Store is committed to serving you. They also have COVID and RSV shots. Thank you for making Palace Drug Store your local pharmacy.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from the nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
We're back at the A.L. Hudson Center getting ready for the announcement of our starting lineup. Welcome back to the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic Thayer Bobcat pregame show. I want to mention some of our Thayer Bobcat boosters helping bring you the game today. They include the Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer and Alton, Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center of Thayer, Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, the Alton Bank and the Branch Bank of Birch Street, Steed Brothers Trucking in Thayer, Big D's Barbecue LLC and Catering in Thayer, 280-7466 the number. American Family Insurance, Agent Jesse Tucker of West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza of West Plains, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton of Thayer and Alton, the State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center, along with Ward Family Dentistry, Brett Ward, DDS in Springfield. Now, let's check your starting lineup. First up for the Forsyth Panthers, the junior varsity, going to be Zeb Sanders wearing number 4, Cooper Lay wearing number 25, Thomas Strahan, number 32, Hudson Russell wears number 34, and Colton Valiva, number 45, folks, this is a big, big Forsyth JV team. I mean, physically big. They will match the Bobcats size-wise almost everywhere on the floor. And for the Thayer Bobcats, the starters tonight, Easton Pitch, Devin Harrington, Brandon Prince, Cooper Clark, and Heath Combs back in the starting role for Coach Matt Pitts and the Thayer Bobcats this afternoon. Of course, the Bobcats are coming off of that rebound win over Puxico last Saturday, an impressive win over Puxico. At Puxico, and that was a really good Puxico team. The Bobcats battled from behind to win that one. And, of course, that was a big rebound coming off the loss 1 week ago to Rogersville. So we're about ready to go here. Both teams, it's the last-minute words of instruction from their coaches, and we get ready for Thayer Bobcat basketball on this Thursday morning. Opening round of the Bad Boy Mowers Ronnie Brogdon Invitational. Winners today will take on the winner of the Melbourne Lee County game at 3 o'clock tomorrow. The loser will play at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning against the loser of that game. So you don't want to have to play two morning games in a row. Getting these teenagers up this early in the morning, 2 days in a row, probably not going to put them in a very good mood. All right, I hope you've enjoyed the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic Bobcat pregame show. Our officials are on the scene. Three-man crew, it'll be Devin Harrington, the jumping up, and the Bobcats, as always, win the tip. Easton Pitts brings it down in the backcourt. Bobcats will swing it to the right side there to Harrington on the wing. Out top to Clark. Now around to Prince. Prince looking inside to Harrington. Harrington makes the move. Elevates. Shoots a little baby hook shot. That's good. Devin Harrington with an easy two to get things started for the Bayer Bobcats this morning. Here comes Forsythe with it. Number 32 is Strahan. Strahan will give it off to Russell. Russell swings it on the right side. And got it to Strahan again. Strahan takes it to the left side. There's a baseline drive. Now a little handoff in the middle. Ball gets knocked away. And Voliva picked it up, shoots and scores off the window. The big kid, Colton Voliva. First two of the night for the Forsythe JV. Here come the Thayer Bobcats. Forsythe wanting to pick up in a little man-to-man here. Bobcats swing the ball around the perimeter. Looking inside at Prince. Wasn't open. Deckard will give it up now to Cooper Clark at the top of the key. Clark, a little backdoor cut to Brandon Prince. Reverse layup is blocked. The big kid, Cooper Lays, got up and blocked Brandon Prince's shot. And there's a three ball on the other end for Forsythe. No good. Ball gets loose on the floor on the rebound. Forsythe has got it and scrambling to get it away. Now pass stolen by Cooper Clark for Thayer. He has it knocked away. Mad scramble. People laying all over the floor. And a layup is up. No good. Rebound. Off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats and out of bounds. That gets Coach Matt Pitts up off his feet. I'm happy with the rebounding early of the Thayer Bobcats, something they did so well the other day over at Puxico. Forsythe inbounds ball in the corner to Strahan. Strahan moves to the left elbow, now the right elbow, gives up in the corner, gets it right back at the wing. Strahan cross court with a pass for Russell. Russell takes it down to the baseline, now pulls it back out, gives it on top to Zeb Sanders. Sanders back over to Thomas Strahan. Strahan out between the circles. We are playing with a shot clock. It's down to 14. There's a ball in the middle for Forsythe. They try to lob it inside. Ball stolen by Brandon Prince. Good defensive effort there. Cooper Clark and Brandon Prince come down with the basketball. Thayer working on the perimeter. Got over to Hollis Deckard. Deckard bounces it down on the baseline to Easton Pitts. Little step back. Two-point shot is up. No good. The rebound control by Forsythe. Forsythe junior varsity. I mentioned they've beaten two varsities this year. Their only loss has come to a varsity team. Of course, their varsity team is in the outlaw division of this tournament. They are really good. Forsythe, handle the ball out front. Number 32, Strahan, goes to the right side. Gives off to Russell. Russell being patient. Pass to the high post. In the pass down inside to Voliva. He gets fouled as he goes up for a shot. That'll be on number four, Brandon Prince. Brandon went up to block the shot, got him on the arm, and that'll put number 25, Cooper Lay, at the free throw line. Lay will shoot two. 2-2 our score, 5:36 to go. In the first quarter here at Highland, the A.L. Hudson Center. First free throw is up and no good. Number 25, Cooper Lay. Colton Voliva scored the first 2 points tonight from Forsythe JV. Devin Harrington with two for Thayer early on. Another free throw up for Lay. This one is off the back iron. No good. Easton Pitts goes up high and yanks down the rebound. Now the Bobcats on the break. The Devin Harrington up the left side. Look at the drive to the baseline. A little crossover dribble. The ball taken away from him. There was Sanders, just took it away from Devin Harrington. Devin tried a little crossover dribble. Lay said, nuh-uh. Other way, a three-point shot is up and good for Thomas Strahan. And the Forsythe JV jumps out to a 5-2 lead here. There, Bobcats with the ball, swinging it right side. Deckard's got it on the wing. Swings it over on the left side now. Prince holds it out on the wing. We'll take it back out the top of the key on the dribble. Feed to Harrington, now the pitch. Easton pulls it to Harrington, top of the key, back to Pitts. He'll let a three-ball fire. It's good. Easton Pitts buries a three from the right wing. A three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic in West Plains. 4:42 to go in the first quarter. Thayer and the Forsythe JV tied at five here. Forsythe working around the perimeter of the Bobcat zone defense. They get the ball to Voliva. Voliva will give it up to Lay, who elevates and hits a little eight-foot jumper. Nice shot there by number 25, Cooper Lay, his first two. Bobcats going the other way. Easton Pitts penetrates in the middle. Can't score. Cooper Clark down the rebound. Goes back up and gets fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Cooper Clark gets fouled on the play. Foul was on number 45. That is Colton Voliva will be his first. And Cooper Clark going to the free throw line for Thayer, looking for his first point of the game, and it's good. Coop had really been coming on. He finally got the football out of him and kind of got his game legs under him for basketball. Coop had 18 to lead the way for the Bobcats against Puxico on Saturday. Looking to put together another good night here tonight. Second free throw bounces off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound off the Forsyth. And the JV Panthers take their time bringing up the floor. Easton Pitts will pick up Strahan as he crosses the timeline. Strahan takes it down to Volova in the wing. Pass to the inside. Gets loose on the floor. Picked up by Forsyth. Back out to Strahan for three. Straight away. No good. The rebound controlled by Devin Harrington for Thayer. Gets it out to Pitts. Easton looking to bounce it down to Harrington. Does. He goes up and scores off the window. Devin Harrington comes down a little awkwardly. May have tweaked an ankle a little bit. And says he's okay. So, Devin Harrington, his second bucket of the night. And it's out to an 8-7 lead for the Thayer Bobcats over the Forsyth JV. Forsyth chance to retake the lead here. Ooh, pass to the right side. Almost stolen by Harrington. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Forsyth ball. First substitution of the morning is going to go for Forsyth. Volova, number 45, checking out. Number 21 to check in, Reed Wyman. And Forsyth loses some size with that substitution. Volova right there with Harrington. And Wyman's not that tall. Wyman with the basketball. Leads it off now in the corner. Sanders for three more. That one's off the rim. No good. Harrington down the rebound and leads the break for the Bobcats. Harrington going to the rack all the way to the bucket. He lays it in and he's fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot for the three-point play. Devin Harrington just explodes down the court. Think he wanted to get positioned to dunk that ball. But he took off a little early, drew the contact, and then was just bounced in off the backboard for 6 points. And the three-point Bobcat lead, trying to make it four. Harrington misses the free throw. And the rebound comes off the Forsyth. Here come the junior Panthers. Down by three, and a long pass goes over the head of Wyman and out of bounds down in the corner. Well, Forsyth turns it over. Substitution now for Thayer. Brandon Prince will check into the game. By the way, Riley White is in for Thayer. And Cooper Clark going to get a little rest over on the sideline. Thayer brings the ball the other way with a three-point lead. 3 minutes to go in the quarter. White on the left side. Takes it out to the three-point line. Swings it on the right side in the corner. Now to Hollis Decker. Decker to Harrington for three. It's up and good. Devin Harrington buries one to the three-point line. That three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. And Dev with 9 points already in the game, and all of them have come in about the last 3 minutes. He can score in bunches. Forsyth with the ball now, down by a score of 13-7. And we're going to get a held ball on a pass in the middle for Forsyth. And number 21, Wyman, got tied up by Hollis Deckard. And the possession will belong to Forsyth. Down 21 seconds on the shot clock. Inbound to Wyman. He pulls a quick trigger from three-point land. No good. Rebound. Controlled by Forsyth. And then Lay fell down. That is a travel. Bobcats will get it on a Forsyth turnover. Easton Pitts to bring it up for the Thayer Bobcats. 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Been a quick first quarter this morning. Thayer Bobcats out to a 13-7 lead. Ball goes left side to Harrington. Holds it on the wing. Gives it to Riley White. Takes it to the elbow. Now to Pitts for three more. Yes, sir. And one. Easton Pitts buries a three from the right wing and got fouled on the shot. He'll go to the line and shoot for the four-point play. Easton now with 6 points in the ballgame. Thayer out to a 16-7 advantage. And Easton Pitts looking for his seventh game, and he buries a free throw. Oh, that three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. And here comes the Forsyth JV. They haven't scored in a while. Thayer's on a 9-0 run right now. And Forsyth. Actually, Forsyth had a lead at one time, 7-4. So Thayer's on a 13-0 run. Here's the shot for Forsyth. No good. Rebound comes down to the Thayer Bobcats. And a gift to Harrington. Harrington to the bucket. Lays it in with the left hand. Bobcats with a steal and the layup. And Harrington with 11 now in the first quarter for the Thayer Bobcats. Forsyth with a basketball. 26 on the shot clock. A minute 40 on the first quarter clock. There's Wyman looking to penetrate. Attacks the defense. Shoots it too hard. No good. And Riley White now the rebound for the Thayer Bobcats. Easton Pitts running the floor, long pass in the corner to Hollis Decker, goes all the way to bucket, misses the layup, and a rebound control by Forsyth. Here come the JV Panthers. They get the ball down inside, shot is up, partially blocked by Prince, and the Bobcats come down the rebound. Thayer Running left side. Prince sees an opening. Goes to the bucket. Shoots. No, but he'll be going to the free throw line. He got fouled on the drive. Love seeing Brandon Prince being aggressive with the basketball. Draws a lot of fouls that way. And the foul was on number 32, Thomas Strahan. They say will be his second of the game. Brandon Prince at the free throw line to shoot two. First one is up and good. Now four different Bobcats have scored in the first quarter. And substitution for Thayer, Heath Combs will check in for the first time. Hollis Deckard will check out. And Prince getting ready to shoot his second free throw. By the way, number 32, Strahan, remains in the game after that second foul. Second free throw for Prince is up and good. So Prince with two. And it's now a 17-0 run for the Thayer Bobcats here in the final half of the first quarter. We're down to 1 minute to play in the first quarter. And there's almost a steal at Thayer. Now Harrington, had it taken back by Forsythe. And the Junior Panthers bring it up to the three-point line. They'll swing it cross court. Almost stolen again. Here's Wyman with a three. Blocked by Combs. Thayer Bobcats out on the break. Easton Pitts right side. Launches a three. It's good. Easton Pitts with his third three-pointer of the first quarter. The Thayer Bobcats lead it now 24-7. After getting off to a slow start, Thayer was actually down 7-4. It's a 20-0 run for the Bobcats. They really picked up the pressure defensively. Riley White all over number 12. That is Stamps. Stamps gives up to Wyman. Wyman takes it to the top of the key. Backs it out to the three-point line. And swings it down the left corner. Now they'll bounce it down low for Russell. Russell trying to find a shot. It's blocked by Harrington. And Bobcats get it on the break. Here comes Harrington. Will he try to dunk it? Yes, he will. Boom! He hammered it. Dr. Dunkenstein in the house. Devin Harrington with 13 in the first quarter. And that'll be the end of our first quarter play. Your Thayer Bobcats in the lead, 26-7 over the Forsyth JV. We'll take time out. We'll be back in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Don't let a weak battery leave you stranded on these colder days. Have your battery tested at Don's Auto Service. Preventative maintenance is key to keeping you going down the road safely. At Don's, their routine maintenance services include oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, cooling system, and freeze protection checked, and a lot more. And if you need tires, there's rebates up to $200 on select sets right now. Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
And we're back at the Bad Boy Mowers Ronnie Brogdon Invitational Tournament. Thayer Bobcats with a lead 26-7 over the Forsyth JV in a first-round game here. Thayer currently on a 22-0 run. Forsyth at one time led 7-4 early in the first quarter. Here's Thayer with it on the offense. Got it inside to Harrington. Harrington, short jumper, wouldn't go down. And a rebound comes down. And all the way down the floor, Forsyth finds number 25, Cooper Lay. And he lays it up and in. His second bucket of the game, he leads Forsyth in scoring. Here come the Thayer Bobcats the other way, just underway second quarter. Harrington around to Riley White. Looking at the cutter in the lane, nobody open. Here's a give to Harrington. He'll drive for the dunk. Harrington jams another one. Dr. Dunkenstein making jam sandwiches for the folks here at the A.L. Hudson Center. Forsyth with it. Out on the wing. Just winging around on the left side. Number four, Sanders. Sanders. Right side, and that pass stolen by Brandon Prince. Out at the Easton Pitts, and the Bobcats on the control break up the floor, right down the middle. Pitts jumps into the lane, gets it down to Harrington. Baseline jumpers, good for three more. Devin Harrington on fire right now. He's got 18 in the first half, and the Thayer Bobcats with a lead 31-9. It is a 27-2 run for the Thayer Bobcats. And there's a block shot by Harrington. Number 34, Russell went in the lane, tried to lay one up off the window. Harrington blocked it. Pitts on the other end off the rebound, puts up a three. It's no good. And the rebound taken by Forsyth. Here come the Panthers. Strahan in the right corner to Sanders for three. Nope. Rebound, Brandon Prince for Thayer. And Prince will lead the break the other way. Forsyth got back defensively. Bobcats get the ball down in the corner. Back out to Harrington. Now the high post to Prince. He turns, go all the way. The bucket lays it in. Brandon Prince with his first field goal. He's got 4 points this morning. And the Thayer Bobcats are up 33 tonight. Forsyth, JV, running the offense. Got the ball down low. Shot is up. Blocked again by Harrington. And here comes Thayer with a rebound. Easton Pitts. Out at the wing. Little jump stop in the middle. Fadeaway jumper is up off the back iron. Just a little bit too hard. Wouldn't go down for him. Rim, not very kind to Easton Pitts right there. And here come the Panthers. They go to the high post for Volova. Volova wins it down low to Lay. Lay gives it to a cutter in the lane. Shot is up. No good. Riley White with a nice defensive play and the rebound. That's the ball up to Harrington. Harrington driving the baseline for Thayer all the way to the bucket for the layup. Devin Harrington's got 20 already in the game. We're down to 5:22 to play in the first half. Thayer up 35-9. Forsyth just handles the ball out on the wing. They'll throw it cross court to Sanders. Sanders gives it off in the corner to Wyman. He'll dump it down low for Lay. Lay, reverse layup is up. No good. A rebound controlled by Harrington. There come the Bobcats. Easton Pitts to the top of the key, into the circle. So fadeaway jumper for 17. Good. Easton Pitts now with 12 in the ballgame. Two Bobcats in double figures. 4:45 to go in the first half. Forsyth looking to make substitutions. So are the Thayer Bobcats. Enter the pass in the middle for Forsyth. Is knocked away by Brandon Prince for Thayer. Picked up by Forsyth. All the way in the bucket goes number 34. That is Russell Hudson Russell. His first 2 points of the morning for Forsyth. And the Thayer Bobcats walking up with 4:25 to go in the first half, leading 37-11. Out on top is Prince. He'll swing it left side to Riley White. Inside. Oh, a nice pass. Nice shot by Devin Harrington. Harrington with 22 now. And the Thayer Bobcat lead is 39-11. Forsyth working the ball around the perimeter. Swing it cross court to Russell. Russell holds it high. Gives it on top to Strahan. Strahan back to Russell. Trying to bounce it inside. Nobody open down there. You want to go inside against this Bobcat lineup, you're going to be doing something. Now we get a timeout call by Forsyth. They're looking to get a sub in the game. So are the Thayer Bobcats. Jaden Belcher, Cooper Clark, and Hollis Deckard all getting ready to check in for the Thayer Bobcats. We'll see who comes out after we take a break. This timeout brought to you by this timeout brought to you by Andrew Ekman, Shelter Insurance of West Plains. We're back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a Shelter Insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
Hi, I'm Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Let me show you why so many clients recommend us to their friends.
And we're back at the A.L. Hudson Center, Highland, Arkansas. First-round game from the Bad Boy Bowler, Ronnie Brogdon Invitational Tournament. Forsyth called that timeout, get some subs in. Thayer Bobcats subbing in, too. Harrington and Pitts are no longer on the floor for the Thayer Bobcats. Riley White with it now off a missed shot by Forsyth. Riley at the top of the key. We'll give off to Jaden Belcher. Belcher swings it out to Heathcomb. Now to Hollis Deckard. Deckard to Cooper Clark at the high post. Looking down low, nobody open. We'll give it out to Deckard. Deckard lets one fly. Three-pointers up off the rim. No good. And a rebound taken by number 11, Brendan Holbrook for Forsyth. 3:13 to go in the half. Holbrook with it. Bounces the ball down in the corner. Got it there for Russell. Russell back out to Holbrook. He changes direction, pulls up the lane with a short jumper. No good. Rebound taken by Riley White. Riley out to Deckard, running the floor. Deckard up the right side. Gives it back to the trailer. That is Riley White. He'll take it top of the key. They're getting set in the offense now, looking to overload on the left side. Ball goes to Belcher. The big freshman will swing it right side to Riley White. Riley brings it out on the wing. Looking at the cutter in the lane, not open. Now to Cooper Clark, to Riley White, going hard on the give and go, and he scores his first two of the night. Riley White with a nice cut on the old give and go. 2:30 to play in the first half. They are up by 30. 41-11. 2:25 to play. Here's Forsyth with it again. working around the perimeter. Got the ball out on top to Volova. Volova leads it down in the corner for Holbrook. Three-point shot, no good. Heath Combs down the rebound. Heath, one man to beat on the break. Takes it to the left side, lays it up and in. Heath Combs with his first two of the morning. The Bear Bobcats now with six different players who have scored. Led by Devin Harrington with his 22. With all said and done, he didn't play for the final 3 minutes of the first half. Devin just dominated when he was out there. Forsythe with the ball. Left side it goes to Strahan. Strahan thought about the shot, doesn't take it. Gives it back outside and around to Russell in the right corner. Russell looking inside at Mueller. He wasn't open. Now they lob it to Volova at the high post. He steps out of the lane, fires up a quick shot. Off the backboard, no good. Heath Combs with the rebound. Off the Hollis Deckard. Deckard, nice pass to Cooper Clark down the middle of the lane in his corner. Oh, what a run out of the floor by the Thayer Bobcats right there. That was as pretty as you'll see. What a pass by Hollis Deckard. All goes to Holbrook for Forsythe as they come the other way, down 45-11. Working around the perimeter. Now they'll bounce one down the low block. Back outside it goes. And in the left corner, now on top to Mueller. Mueller with a three-point try. That's no good. And Belcher runs down the rebound for the Thayer Bobcats. They come again on the break. Belcher up the right side, the big freshman. Kicks it out and around the horn it goes to Heath Combs in the corner. Heath back out to Riley White on top. Riley looking to drive the lane. Got all the way to the bucket. Misses the layup. And rebound battle for and controlled by Forsythe. Riley, a little bit nonchalant on that layup. Had to lay it up underhand instead of going up strong with his hand on the top of the ball instead of the bottom. Forsythe with the basketball. He'll swing it down the right corner for Russell. Russell to a cutter. Quick shot is up. No good. Belcher. Now the rebound for Thayer. And Jaden pushes it up to Heath Combs on the wing. Heath swings it out on top to Hollis Deckard. Thought about taking a three. Doesn't. Backed it out. We're down to 16 seconds on the play clock. 13 on the game clock. So the Bobcats can hold for the final shot of the first half. I'll swing it around to Heath Combs with seven. Combs. Now on the left side to Hollis Deckard with three. And, the ball poked away. Picked up by Forsythe. And that'll do it. For our first half, we are going to have a foul on the Thayer Bobcats. And the foul is on Cooper Clark right there just before the break. That the buzzer goes off. That's the end of our first half. Our score, 45-11. Thayer Bobcats with the lead over the Forsythe JV Panthers here at the Bad Boy Mower Ronnie Brogdon Classic in Highland, Arkansas. We'll be back with all of your halftime activities in just 2 minutes. Halftime activities brought to you, of course, by Community First Banking Company of West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer.
What put you in such a good mood?
Well, you know how competitive the couple next door is?
Yeah.
Well, he saw our flooring installers pull away yesterday and started bragging about their new floors. Get this, they chose laminate flooring instead of wood. He said they saved a bundle. I just smiled. It's a false savings. They're going to have to replace those floors in 7 to 10 years. Our wood floors will last a lifetime, and when we sell our house, we'll get more and sell faster.
Choosewood.com.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says, "Go Bobcats." The good guys at the Car Doctor 2 have your back. They know that having a good set of tires is really critical during the snow and ice, so be safe and let them inspect your tires for good tread. They can get most any brand of tire you want, whether it's your car, truck, SUV, trailer, or anything with wheels. Plus, they do alignments, brake work, and even check your coolant levels, and they do freezing point checks as well. Be winter ready. You should have your battery tested. Car Doctor 2 is your authorized interstate battery dealer. Trust the good guys, Corey, Steve, and the team at the Car Doctor 2. North Highway 63 in Thayer.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. As they have for 27 years and in the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you at our community first. Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Member FDIC.
We're back at the A.L. Hudson Center. It's first round action of the Bad Boy Mowers Ronnie Brogdon Invitational Basketball Tournament. We're in the Maverick Division, and the Thayer Bobcats with a comfortable lead at the half, 45-11. Thayer outscored Forsyth 26-7. And in the final 4 minutes of the first half, the Thayer Bobcats went on a 22-0 run. They continued that. They only allowed Forsyth to score 4 points in the second quarter, while the Bobcats scored 19, and that puts them out here to the 45-11 lead at the half. I want to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game today. They include Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, the Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Sunset Salon and Barbering, the Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer and West Plains, Fred O'Neill, attorney at law, and the 11 Point River Title Company of Thayer, Forstler's in Thayer and Ash Flat, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Eckman of Thayer and West Plains, the Thayer Walmart store, Harp's Hometown Fresh Food Stores at Thayer, and the 10 Box Cost Plus in West Plains, and Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service. Again, we're at halftime. Thayer with a lead over the Forsyth JV, 45-11 at the intermission. You're listening to the Thayer Bobcat Halftime Show, powered by Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. We'll be back with your first half scoring in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Hirsch's is extending our holiday clothing sale through the 4th. Come pick up what you missed on your list. All Carhartt, Wrangler, and Ariat 20% off. Cinch, Panhandle, and Twisted X products, buy one, get one 50% off. All footwear 20% off, excluding Red Wing and Carhartt. In stock items only. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply is your clothing store.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley.
This is Bill Reeves with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. As a former Bobcat, I am honored to support our teams. From my days of football helmets with no protection and high-top canvas basketball shoes, technology is now producing the safest and finest athletes in Bobcat history. These transformations have provided exciting change. Change must occur, and at Century 21, we are constantly making improvements in our ability to satisfy your real estate needs. Please call me or text me at 417-331-4075. Go Bobcats!
Each office independently owned and operated.
Maybe you haven't been by Thayer Decorating downtown in a while. Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up a little. It's all to better serve you and give you better choices to consider. Whether it's carpeting, waterproof laminate, ceramic, or mosaic tile for your shower, or even PPG paints. Can you say complete? Thayer Decorating is your complete decorating center. They love to talk floors and more. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. Do it soon. Yes, they install what they sell.
I hope you've enjoyed our Community First Banking Company of West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer halftime report. Let's run down the first half scoring for you. First up for the Forsyth Junior Varsity. They're led by Cooper Lay. He has 4 points. 3 for Thomas Strahan, 2 for Hudson Russell, and 2 for Colton Volova. For the Thayer Bobcats, they're led by Devin Harrington, the big senior, that scored 22 in the first half. 12 for Easton Pitts, including 3 made three-pointers. 4 points for Brandon Prince. 3 for Cooper Clark, 2 for Heath Combs, and 2 for Riley White. Again, Thayer Bobcats with a lead, 45-11 here in the first game of the day from the Bad Boy Mowers, Ronnie Brogdon Invitational. Next game coming up be the 11-15 contest between the host school Highland Rebels and the Sloan Hendricks Greyhounds. At 12:30 today, Melbourne will play Lee County. At 1:45, Osceola will battle Lincoln. And, of course, the Thayer Bobcats, if they go on to win this game, they will play Melbourne or Lee County tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. Let's take one more quick timeout. We'll be back with your second half in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
It's football, basketball, and hunting season, so everyone is on the go and always in a hurry. Need a quick, easy meal? How about the Pizza Inn of Thayer? They're open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday, 10:30 to 8. Friday and Saturday, 10:30 to 9. Taco Tuesday, Wacky Wednesday, Family Day Saturday. All-day buffet every day. Pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert, they have it all. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Call for daily specials, 417-264-3800. Order online at pizzainn.com. It's the Pizza Inn of Thayer.
Hi, welcome back, and we're just underway here in the second half of our game. The Thayer Bobcats just stopped Forsyth KB from scoring there, a missed shot. And Thayer running the offense, got to a cutter in the lane. Heath Combs, who goes up with a shot and scores. So the first 2 points of the second half go the way of the Thayer Bobcats, who lead it now 47-11. Forsyth, with their starter back out on the court. Thayer, the only starter left on the court for Thayer right now, Brandon Prince, Cooper Clark. And that's about it. Here's a shot up for Forsyth. Nice move to get the ball down low for number 25, Cooper Lay. And Lay with his third bucket of the game. They are working the offense. Brandon Prince out on top to Heath Combs. Now on the left side for Riley White. Riley will swing it to Hollis Deckard. And now to Heath Combs. Back out to Deckard on top. Fakes the three, moves into the lane, bounces it down to Cooper Clark. And Clark gets fouled as he goes to the hole. He'll go to the free throw line and shoot for the the two-shot foul, foul by number 4. That is Zeb Sanders, his first foul of the day. Playing on a Thursday morning here in Highland, Arkansas, Thayer Bobcats with a 47-13 lead. Cooper Clark, first free throw is up and no good. Cooper coming off an 18-point game on Saturday over at Puxico. He was our Thayer Bobcat player of the game Saturday. Second free throw for the big seniors, up and good. Cooper now with 4 points, and the Bobcats stretched that lead out to 35, 48-13. Forsyth with it. Out on front is Strahan. Takes it down the right side, gets it back in the corner. Long three-point shot is up, no good. Rebound, Brandon Prince for Thayer. Here come the Bobcats on the run. Got up to Heath Combs. Heath doesn't attack the basket. Numbers weren't with him. He'll give it to Hollis Deckard. Now to Prince. He goes down the middle of the lane, puts up a shot, gets fouled. That'll be on number 32, Thomas Strahan. That'll be number 3 on Strahan. Trying to get up with Brandon Prince. Prince with about a 5-inch advantage on him. And he got him on the arm. So Brandon going to line to shoot 2 free throws. 4 points in the first half. And the first free throw bounces off the rim. No good. We hope to talk to Coach Matt Pitts of the Thayer Bobcats after the ball game and talk about how hard is it to keep the guys' intensity levels up, keep their focus when you're up by 35 at halftime. And missed free throw by Prince. Rebound goes off the hands of Riley White out of bounds. Thought the official might have got that one wrong, but that may make a lot of difference here. 6:25 to go in the third quarter. Thayer Bobcats with a big lead. Forsyth with the basketball. The Forsyth JV, by the way. They swing the ball to the high post. Got it there for Bolova. Bolova kicks it back outside and goes all the way down to the baseline. Gives them the corner for Sanders for 3, and it's good. Zeb Sanders hits a 3 for the Forsyth JV. That makes it 48-16. Thayer with the ball. He'll bounce it down the low block for Cooper Clark. Little underhand pass. Got it inside for Deckard. His shot is blocked. And Forsyth coming on the break. And Cooper Clark comes up from behind, knocks the ball away from Sanders, and takes it over for the Thayer Bobcat. Oh, Clark with a beautiful feed up to Riley White. His shot gets blocked by Lay. This Lay kid for Forsyth, he is a big one. And a nice play there to block that shot. Forsyth with the loose ball. Get up the floor. They'll swing it around on the right side. Sanders, 1-3 more. No, gives it to Russell in the corner. Back out to Sanders. 5:20 to go in the third. Forsyth looks like they picked up their intensity a little bit here. And they swing the ball to the high post, now trying to go down inside. Riley White will intercept the pass and give it up to Hollis Deckard, up to Brandon Prince. Brandon, looking inside, nobody open. He'll give it on top to Riley. Riley White, off to Cooper Clark. Clark, back out to White on the wing. White to Brandon Prince, sees a seam, goes to the bucket, lays it up and in. Brandon Prince, saw Lane to the bucket and go shoot the layup. Brandon now with 6 points on the day. And Thayer back up by 34, 50-16. Forsyth working the ball around the perimeter. Excuse me there. Forsyth with the high post. We'll kick it back outside to the wing now on top for Russell. Russell hands it off to Strahan. Strahan goes to the right side, gets it in the corner, turnaround jumper is up and good for three. Strahan, number 32, with his second three-pointer of the game. He's got 6 points. And Forsyth back to within 31 now. Here's Hollis Deckard with a three for Thayer on the other end. That one rims out no good. Hollis is getting close. So far, since Hollis became eligible, he hasn't scored much. He's capable. I don't know if it's pushing it or everything just been a little bit strong. And speaking of strong, here's a three-point drive for Forsyth. And now we'll get a shot in the lane off the rebound by Strahan that's blocked out of bounds by Riley White. Substitution for Thayer. Cooper Clark checks out. And number 23, the big freshman, Jaden Belcher, will check in. Forsyth, run the inbound play, got it into Sanders in the corner. He moves toward the lane, pass across the lane, deflected, but picked up right there by Wyman. Wyman, who just checked in, gives it to Russell inside. Russell goes up and scores. Nice play, Hudson Russell, his second bucket of the game. Thayer now coming against a little bit of full-court pressure. They break it. Get down to half-court set with Brandon Prince. Brandon penetrates in the lane. He can back out to Hollis Deckard. He'll go into the lane. Now to Riley White. 17-foot jumper is up. Rolls off the rim. No good. The rebound taken by Forsyth. Here come the Panthers. Long pass up to Sanders in the corner. Bounces back outside for Strahan. Strahan will give it up for Wyman. Wyman goes to the high post. Russell in the lane. Traveled. No call. Forsyth kicks it back out in the corner. Down to 3 minutes to go. 15 seconds on the shot clock here. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here's Forsyth, little backdoor cut, and they got the bucket. And that was Reed Wyman with a nice backdoor cut, a nice feed to get the easy two for Forsyth. There, Bobcats with the ball now in the half-court set on the other end. High post, Brandon Prince. Now to Riley White for three. Bingo! Riley White. Riley White hits the three for the Thayer Bobcats. That three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. 2:25 to go in the third quarter. Forsyth bounce it down inside, shot up off the window and in for Hudson Russell. Russell now with 6 points. Here come the Thayer Bobcats. Hollis Deckard directing traffic from the top. He'll swing around the left side. Looking inside, got it down to Hollis. Hollis says, ooh, that guy's taller than me. I'm not going to shoot over him. Gives it up to Brandon Prince. Now to Belcher in the corner. 3-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Forsyth. Forsyth. Wyman brings it into the front court with a minute 52 to go in the third. 26 on the shot clock. Plenty of time to run through the offense two or three times, actually. They'll swing it around on the left. Got to Sanders. Sanders dumps one down to Hudson. Hudson looks the cutter in the lane. Ball is deflected and saved from out of bounds by Heath Combs. Ooh, Riley White might have traveled before he took off on the dribble there as he took the pass from Hollis Deckard. No call. Back to Deckard. Now back to White. And Heath Combs in the corner to Belcher. Back to Combs and around the horn it goes. Good ball movement here by the Thayer Bobcats. Hollis Deckard with it again. Out on top to Brandon Prince. Prince, a seam to the bucket. All the way in for the layup. Brandon Prince with 8 points in the game now for the Thayer Bobcats. Brandon also had eight on Saturday in the win over Punxsutawney. There, Bobcats back on defense. Forsyth working around the perimeter, down to 1 minute to play in the third quarter. Wyman with it for Forsyth. He'll give it left side. Long three-point shot is up. That one's off the rim, no good. And Heath Combs down the rebound for Thayer. Here come the Bobcats on the break. Brandon Prince gives it in the corner to Belcher on the right side. Now to Combs, cutting into the lane. Bounces it back out to Riley White for three more. Oh, that one just off the rim, no good. Rebound to Forsyth. Here come the JV Panthers. Taking it in the lane is Wyman. Elevates, shoots, and scores. That's a nice play by the young man. Reed Wyman, his second bucket off the bench for Coach Bailey and the JV Panthers of Forsyth, Missouri. Mayor Bobcats with a basketball. Lead is now 56-27. Mayor's only scored 11 points in this third quarter. And here's a beautiful move down the right side of the lane. Beautiful spin. And two more for Brandon Prince. And a long pass down the court for Forsyth. Stolen by Belcher. Off to Prince. Elevates for the shot at the buzzer, and it's good! Brandon Prince for a three-pointer at the buzzer. 13 points for Brandon Prince, and the Thayer Bobcats run the lead out to 60-27 at the end of three-quarters of the play. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back to Highland, Arkansas, the A.L. Hutchinson Center, with your fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Monarch Realty, we cover two states with three locations and 24 agents scattered all over the Ozarks. In the Monarch family, we offer licensed drone pilot, E&O insurance, signage, and closing support to our loyal family members. No desk fee, no franchise fee. We are open to productive agents and have a sliding pay scale. Thinking about moving? Better call Saul.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
Palace Drugstore is located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem, Arkansas. Palace Drugstore is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome, or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drugstore is committed to serving you. They also have COVID and RSV shots. Thank you for making Palace Drugstore your local pharmacy.
Hey, we're back at the A.L. Hutchinson Center in Highland, Arkansas. First round game of the Bad Boy Mowers, Ronnie Brogdon Invitational Basketball Tournament. And the Thayer Bobcats with a big lead here after three quarters, 60-27 over the Forsyth JV. Thayer scoring 15 points in that third quarter. And here we go. Thayer Bobcats open up the fourth quarter with the basketball. Got out on top. They'll swing it to Heath Combs on the left side wing. Heath ducks under the defense all the way to the bucket and scores. Heath Combs with a nice aggressive move. He's got 6 points now in the afternoon. And the Thayer Bobcats back on defense. Got some more subs in for Thayer. And Forsyth working around the perimeter. The 32 with it. Gives it to Mueller. Mueller for Forsyth. Back outside. Quick three is up and no good. And a rebound taken by John Zukowski for the Thayer Bobcats. And he gets tied up. And the hell ball will belong to the Forsyth Panthers. John Zukowski in the ballgame now for the Thayer Bobcats. There's the inbound for Forsyth. They bounce it to the high post for Russell. Hutchinson Russell. Kicks it back outside. Now they'll dump it right back into him. He has the ball poked away. Picks it up. Puts up a shot. No good. Belcher rebounds for Thayer. Out to Hollis Decker. Decker. Quick pass up to Zukowski. John shoots a three. It's off the rim. No good. And a rebound taken by Forsyth. 4:45 to go in the game. They are up by 35. We'll be playing under the mercy rule here. Well, there's a travel for Forsyth. No call. And Sanders with a nice move in the lane for two. Zeb Sanders now with 5 points for Forsyth. There, Bobcats. Quick up the floor with the basketball. He comes. Bounces it to the high post. And there's the move all the way to the bucket for Thayer. Shot is blocked. Rebound comes down to Belcher. Belcher around the horn it goes. The Hollis Deckard in the corner. Back out to Heath Combs looking to score again. Heath in the lane, pulls up, shoots, no, but he gets fouled. Now, this has been a very clean game. We haven't had many fouls called at all. That was on Forsyth. That was on Mueller. Foul on Mueller will be his first, Clay Mueller. And more substitutions here for Forsyth. And I got some players checking in we don't have listed in the program. So, one of those kind of games. Here's Dominic Boyce for the Thayer Bobcats. They give it over to John Zukowski. And now back to Belcher. He dribbles out top, gives it to Mason Thornton. Thornton off the Heath Combs. Heath rolls around the screen, pulls up with a 15-footer. No good. And a rebound taken by Forsyth. Here comes the Forsyth JV. 5:27 to go in the game. Here's Hutchinson trying to go down the right side of the lane. Ball poked away and then off his leg and out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat basketball. Thayer inbounded with 5:16 to go. This game will be over before you know it. Don't forget we've got Mammoth Spring Bears coming up at noon today from the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Mike Robertson will have the call of that one for you. Oh, there's a travel out front on Mason Thornton. Mason faked the pass one way, tried to go back the other, and was called for the travel. Turnover on the Thayer Bobcats. And Forsyth got the ball back, down 62-29. There's a long shot. Doesn't join the iron. Rebound is going to be knocked off the hands of Thayer Bobcats out of bounds. Nice play down there by number 34, Hudson Russell for Forsyth. Another substitution for Thayer. Number 20 checks into the game. And that will be Carter Nicholson. Another one of the young Thayer Bobcats. Number 20. Carter Nicholson checking in. For the first time with the varsity this year. Inbound play for Forsyth. They inbounded down the baseline. Got it in the corner. And that almost a steal by Dominic Boyce, but regained by Forsyth. Oh, we're going to get a foul out front. That'll be on Nicholson. Nicholson for Thayer going to be called for the foul. That'll be the first foul on him, first team foul on Thayer here in the fourth quarter. We're down under 4 minutes to go. Forsyth with the ball off the inbound. They get to number 12, Jacob Stamps. Stamps will feed it right side and then gets it right back in the corner. Kicks it over to number 11, Holbrook. Holbrook back to Stamps on the right side. He'll bring it way out front. On the turbo clock, 17 on the shot clock for Forsyth, and they throw it away at midcourt. Trying to get in a hurry and lost it out of bounds. We're going to get a timeout. All right, timeout on the floor, Forsyth. We'll take a break. This timeout brought to you by Andrew Ekman, Shelter Insurance of West Plains. We're back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains or heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river. Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes, and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive.
Hey, we're back to the A.L. Hudson Center. What they thank to some of the Thayer Bobcat boosters helping bring you the game today. They include the Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer and West Plains, Forstler's in Thayer and Ash Flat, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Plains, along with Legacy Auto Body and Towing of Thayer, Allen Supported Living, Thayer Ready Mix, Dr. Scott Ream, and there's a three-point shot up by Nicholson, no good for Thayer, rebound taken by Thornton, and he has it stripped away. All controlled by Forsyth. Again, Toyota, West Plains, Nicholson Farm, Ward Family Dentistry, Brett Ward in Springfield. Some of your Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game today. So Thayer Bobcats are going to advance to a 3 o'clock game tomorrow in the semifinal. We're down to 2:47 to play in the game. It was a nice move in the bucket for Holbrook for Forsyth. And the Thayer Bobcats coming the other way. Carter Nicholson with the ball. Taking it to the right side of the floor, directs traffic, swings it cross-court to Zukowski. Now the Belcher in the corner. Belcher brings it out to Thornton at the high post. Looks inside. Nobody open. Gives it up to Nicholson. Nicholson lobbing it down inside to Thornton. Nice move and a Bobcat score. Mason Thornton with his first two of the game. And with 2 minutes to go, Thayer leads it 64-31. Everybody getting in on the action here on a Thursday morning, day after Christmas. Hope you all had a Merry Christmas. Here's Forsyth. Got the ball down low. Shot is up. No good. Rebound to Dominic Boyce. Boyce swings it out to Carter Nicholson, trying to go through the lane to Zukowski, and the ball is intercepted by Forsyth. Here come the JV Panthers. Up the left side to the top of the key now. They'll swing it on the right. Handle it out there. We're down to 1:45 to go in the ballgame. Thayer won this one in the first quarter with a huge run in the final 4 minutes. Oh, there's a shot clock violation. No, we're going to get a quick foul. No, they're going to timeout for a substitution. Okay. And Forsythe, and by the way, John Zukowski and Belcher out of the game. And here's a steal by Dominic Boyce off the inbound. Dominic for Thayer, trying to bounce it across his teammate. Ball is deflected by the defense and goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. Thayer Bobcats with the basketball. Boyce will bring it across the timeline with 1 minute to play. Is it out top for Nicholson? Nicholson to Thornton. Thornton inside all the way. The bucket shot is up, no good. Rebound to the Bobcats. Again, a shot, no good. And finally, the rebound controlled by number 34, Hudson Russell, for Forsythe. Gives it up. Wings it to the left. That is Holbrook. This kid looks like a good offensive player. And he's going to be called for a foul there. Dominic Boyce is going to be called for a hold. Foul on Dominic will be his first. Second team foul in the quarter. We're down to 30 seconds to play, 23 on the shot clock. Forsythe inbound, got the Holbrook in the corner for three. High arching shot, no good. Rebound Carter Nicholson for the Thayer Bobcats, and Thayer now can just run out the clock on a huge victory. Bobcats Nicholson going in the lane, dumps it out for Thornton. 12 seconds to go. Back to Dominic Boyce. He'll put up a running one-hander, and it's good. Dominic Boyce in on the scoring. And with 5 seconds to go, Forsythe will inbound the ball. And a half-court shot. Got a chance. Ooh, no good off the backboard. And that's the final. Your score is 66-31. The Thayer Bobcats with a win over the Forsythe JV here in the first round of the Maverick Division of the Bad Boy Mowers Ronnie Brogdon Invitational Tournament. Again, Thayer wins it 66-31. We'll get ready now for the Thayer Bobcat post-game report brought to you by Thayer Decorating Downtown. We'll be back with that in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Don't let a weak battery leave you stranded on these colder days. Have your battery tested at Don's Auto Service. Preventative maintenance is key to keeping you going down the road safely.